Blog Talk Radio.
The Clown Prince of Crime just said, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, everybody. It's Friday night. It's 9.04 p.m. on the East Coast. And the Paragon Radio News satellite broadcasting from a low orbit of 6 feet above sea level. That means it's time once again for Paragon Radio. I'm your host, Pogoman, broadcasting live on City of Heroes Homecoming, the Everlasting Server, live from the steps of City Hall in beautiful downtown Atlas Park. I'm sorry, Atlas Park. My voice gave. I thought I could do that one shot. And I'm not alone. Along with me tonight is my co-host. He's mad. He's a Viking. He's Mad Viking.
Tonight on Paragon Radio Podcast, Pogo Man and Mad Viking will test out if you drop yourself from the top of the Atlas statue and land on a NPC group, will you take damage? We'll find out today.
Oh. I never tried that.
I actually did. When I first got on the game, I had the flight.
Right.
I'm going like, wait a minute. I got an idea. This guy is a big guy. I see a crowd underneath me that I got to wipe out. I'll just do a belly flop on him. So I turn off the flight, land directly in the middle.
Right.
The only one that takes damage is me. They're just standing like, okay, boom.
Oh, look, a hero fell from, look, a hero dropped in on us and beat up. Thanks. We were getting bored.
So the answer is, it's not confirmed. It's not plausible. Busted.
I don't know if it is. I've never seen that work. So we're hanging out here on the steps of City Hall in Atlas Park on the Everlasting Server. Kayudo-san has joined us. So you're right, Mad Viking. I'm standing holding a torch if you're looking for where we are. Yeah, I'm right here. You can't miss us.
He's there. Yep.
Not a lot going on tonight, it looks like. But there are events going on all month. I found out. Sorry we've been away. I know we were going to take 1 week off. We had to take last week off. I had some issues with my back. And
not to mention,
I couldn't sit up to do a show.
Not to mention Tropical Storm Faye hit our area.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yes, yeah, the storm was bad, too, last weekend. Oh, my God, that was horrible. Okay, just hitting jump, pogo, 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 pogo. No, I stand still for the show. So we're back in action. I'm feeling better. I'm sitting up. I'm doing things this week. Sadly, on the Champions Online side, I missed practically the entire Independence Day event that lasted 2 weeks. I happened to log in on the last day, did a couple of things, say, yeah, I participated, but what are you going to do? You know, trust me, if I had the option, I would have rather had healthy back and participate in that event for 2 weeks and also participate in events over here, which I'm going to get to as soon as I find them. I know I had them all listed before. Oh, that's right. Wait, never mind. I moved them. That's why I can't find them. Okay. So, July's events, something called Derek's Disaster. Due to a time travel mix-up, events will be taking place throughout July. So far already, the week of June 30th through July 7th, Independence Day, it was a week of Ricky invasions. Just ending the other day, July 7th through the 14th, was a Halloween event, which I always thought was fun. Now, this week, we're in the middle of July 14th to the 21st, Nemesis Invasion, which I guess we got to be on our toes because any time a Nemesis Invasion could pop up during our show. Now, next week, which is a very important week, we'll get to that in a few moments,
it's the holiday event.
Right, it's all Nemesis plot. But next week is the holiday event. I guess they're referring to the winter, the Christmas time, holiday events. So
Christmas in July.
Snow for our show. Christmas in July, that's right. So we're going to have, so I guess for our show next week, we're going to have snow?
Possible.
Possible.
It's a possible maybe.
It's a good thing my suit is all Possible maybe. It's a good thing my costume is all weather. also, on July 25th, sorry, 25th, the next, I guess that's next Saturday?
Uh-huh.
There's a costume contest. Costume contest. So they give you a link. I went to the link. Let's see where. Here we go. Okay. I love it. July 3rd says, greetings, everyone. My, Mender Silas post. My Menders and I are preparing for today's time anomalies. I hope you will join us in fighting off these waves of enemies breaking through the timeline. Here are some, and it was Friday, July 10th, 6 p.m. or 10 p.m. UTC. It was Eastern time at Callisti Wharf. Okay. So now, post on June 30th, our newest Ouroboros acolyte, Mender Derek, has made a terrible mistake. He was given a simple task. Go to Cimarora and pick up a pizza. Instead, he decided to do some sightseeing of Paragon's most infamous historic events, but forgot to close the doorways behind him. Oh. And it's great. There's a picture there of Mender Derek cowering and Mender Silos yelling at him. So then, throughout the month of July, our timeline will collide with four events from our past. The Rick invasion was from the world invasion of 2007, actually. Next week, July, the week of July 7th, it'll be October. Bringing with Deadly Apocalypse and trick-or-treating available all week. Oh, we missed trick-or-treating. And following that, on July 14th, it says the Mender Silos, and Mender Silos is crossed out. Nemesis invasion begins. Okay, and
it's a Nemesis
said, finally,
plot.
The end of the month, July 21st. July 21st becomes the end of the year as we celebrate the holiday season once again. Hold on. It says also here, if you scroll down further, throughout the month, we expect the echoes of Derek's disastrous mistake to cause waves of villains from both the past and the future to find their way into our time stream. The Menders of Ouroboros and I will be there to fend them off, but we'll need your help fending off these incursions, a.k.a. Monster Mash. And I guess that's an event I haven't played yet. The event is in Callisti Wharf, where the cap zone cap is 200 players. Maybe that's where everybody is right now. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this is a set cap. It will be first come, first serve. If you are unable to make it into this one, we hope you make it to the to another shard. Okay. So, oh, okay. On the Everlasting server, we did not miss it. It begins tomorrow. This is what happened so far. In Excelsior, it was Friday, July 10th at 6 p.m. Eastern. The Torchbearer server had their Sunday, July 12th at 5 p.m. Now, in Everlasting, this server we happen to be on, it will be tomorrow, July 18th, Saturday, at 1 p.m. Eastern or 5 p.m. UTC. Now, in the Undomitable server, it will be next Saturday, the 18th, at 5 p.m. Eastern. And then on the Reunion server, it will be Friday, July 25th at 4 p.m. Eastern, just before the costume contest. Okay, so Callisti Wharf is the location to get there. You can take the monorail from most zones in Paragon City or the smuggler's submarine from Shark Island, Granville, or the Abyss. The details. This is a monster mash. Come prepared to fight off waves of enemies. There are no special badges being given. You will, however, receive credit towards your defeat counts of enemies being spawned. And the event should last approximately 1 hour. The event starts at the designated time. Be sure to get there early to be there for the beginning. The zone cap is 200 players. Unfortunately, this is a set, and the event will be first come, first serve. If you were unable to make it to this one, we hope you'll make it to another shard. Now, it also says here, this cap is double the size of any other zone. Due to this and the nature of Monster Mashes, expect some lag. No kidding. We highly encourage reducing graphics, minimizing costume FX, and do not summon war pets during this event. When entering the zone, please broadcast requesting to join a league. We'll have one of our Menders add both heroes and villains to their team. Our Menders are volunteering their time to help battle this anomaly, and there may not be enough of them at each event. at which point we'll request players to form their own leagues. Okay, finally, we'll round the month off with a costume test at Statesman Plaza in Khaleesi Wharf on all five shards. Theme, past and future. Come dressed in outfits representing eras past or look towards the future and dazzle us with your innovative new ideas. It's July 25th at 5 p.m. Eastern or 9 p.m. UTC. That's 10 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. Pacific time, and 11 p.m. Central European time. Now, here are the prizes. The four runner-up costumes on each shard will win the following: a permanent golden title, past and present costume contest runner-up, the fashion victim badge, 150 reward merits. The best costume on each shard will win a permanent golden title, past and future costume contest finalist, the fashion victim badge, 300 reward merits. And the single best overall costume will win a permanent golden title, past and future costume contest winner, the fashion victim badge, and 1,000 reward merits. So there you go. I guess go work on your past and or future costume, whichever you choose to do. Now, the unfortunate thing with the timing of the costume contest is on the 25th, that will be a little event that Paragon Dawn has been doing now its sixth year called DawnCon.
Yep.
It is the original.
Yep. First, Pet the Lion. Pet the Lion is right next to you. Yeah, you got a lion next to you. Pet the Lion.
Yes. I see that.
Yeah, sorry about that. And if you are listening, Passmaster, thank you.
There, I bet the line. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Look at that. Okay. Thank you. Yes. Okay. I bet the line pan. Right. He was happy. He took off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So, DawnCon 6, originally we were calling it Crossing the Streams. What have we changed it to?
Okay. Turned it into the light in the darkness because basically COVID-19, we were all stuck in our houses. And in fact, there are some places that are going back to being stuck in houses.
Yep. There's some places that should be in houses, but no, that messes with our First Amendment rights. We're staying outside, not wearing masks. What's the worst that could happen? Everybody in your state is getting sick. Arizona, Texas, Florida. Sorry, I saw something on TV with John Oliver, and he's showing all these people at a hearing. And it's like, you people are idiots. You know, it's like, it's being done for your health. It's not a Nazi thing. It's not a communist thing. Oh, my God. It's not taking – fine, you have the right to not wear a mask. But guess what? Up here in New York, if you walk into a store without it, you're getting kicked out.
Well, it depends on the store.
I yelled at a woman because she wasn't following social distancing. She saw the line and the circle. She stood on the opposite side of it and then taps you on the shoulder. I think it's okay if I stand here. You don't mind. It's like, yes, I do. Don't touch me and get back on your effing line. Do you see the circle there? Stand on that. Don't fucking touch me. Pardon me for the length. She goes, geez, some people. It's like, yeah, some people.
Anyway, DawnCon 6, the light in the darkness.
Yeah.
That was one reason, Ben. The second reason was for the graphic made by our very own Alto. And Pokemon, I showed it to you, and you went, oh.
Yeah, that was just – and I think the timing is good because last week on Teen Titans Go, they did another episode of BER. Did you see it?
I'm seeing bits and pieces of it.
As in what I
can get on YouTube.
Okay, because it was on all weekend. The first time – I still have it on my DVR. The first time, it was uninterrupted. and went an hour. And I noticed that when they played it again, it was an hour and a half, because after that they played it with commercials. And I don't know what you've seen of it, but I was a little disappointed with a story point.
It kind of looked like it was a finale.
Yes. Yeah, especially the way it ended. The way it began and ended, it was kind of like it was the old Titans. You know how they show them as all senior citizens?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, that's what I was saying. So it kind of felt like it felt like a series finale.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, for Teen Titans? Oh, you mean?
Yeah.
I think it was a finale for that, for the BER storyline. That's what it felt like.
I love the graphics on that one.
Right. But yeah, you're right, too, because they went there as the senior Titans. The way it ends, too. I don't want to give away the ending if you haven't seen it yet. They go into Titans Tower. Titans Tower is about to be condemned the next day. So they go in for one look around, and they'll go and they see the sofa, and they're joking around, like, let's look for loose change. Just so happens, Cyborg finds his 20-20-40 tape.
40-40-20.
The night begins to shine. I'm sorry, 40-40-20. Yes, that's right. That makes better math than 20-20-40. Yeah, you're right. 40-40-20. Sorry about that.
You are not doing my tax.
Well, maybe it shouldn't be. I wasn't planning on it.
Good.
The 40-40-20. There we go. He plays it again. They start singing. They get barely transported to that dimension, and they're young selves again. And they can't understand why they're back. They find out in their absence, you know, time goes differently in that dimension. It's been generations and generations since they've been gone. And
it did have
a
Lion Witch in the Wardrobe moment there.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it kind of felt like that too, because they came back like, oh, we've been gone so long, you know. They revert to their radical selves of being teenagers, and then the adventure continues. Then the adventure goes on. This villain Ultralack is outlawing music, because BER made one new song years and years ago, right after the Titans left. And it was like the most powerful song they could have created. They had to split it into different shards and hide them. And that's the quest. That's where it takes off from there.
But
I don't want
to
give much else away.
Pokemon's holding down the stop spoiler button, making sure I don't say anything.
No. I'm not spoiling it for you. I don't know.
As in me saying something.
Oh, well, I do want to say something. Somewhere in there, you find that BER had a fourth member this whole time. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, that's what I got disappointed in. I was like, okay, this whole time, every BER mention, the tape had mentioned the three members, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now
correct.
They say there was a fourth member out of the making. So why wasn't he mentioned on the cassette? He's nowhere listed on the cassette, and they made that cassette before they went to the other dimension. So
because plot point?
Okay. Yeah, a weak plot point. A weak one. So, but, Cyborg is the main focal point of the storyline again. Next week, if you want, I'll go through the ending of what happens. And like you said, it could be a LA Teen Titans Go. But no, because they do have more. There is the August event, their big summer event coming up in August.
Well, we'll see.
See, that's why I felt like Well, it is. It's a summer event coming up. But I felt like this episode could be, anytime they want to say this is the series for now, this is how the series is going to end, Teen Titans Go. This at this thing could be it. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right,
but
anyway,
if you saw the ending
to...
of it, you know what we're talking about. Anyway, back to, now hold on, here's the thing. Somebody told me I had to make a costume of Pulgaman to look like he looked like in this universe. I texted the guy who needed the costume picture or whatever he needed. For, I don't know if he wanted a picture, a video of me. I don't know what, but he never got back in touch with me.
Unfortunately, time pressed on and things happened, which, trust me, be glad you weren't involved. He did make the promo video for DawnCon, and it's on the Dawn Radio webpage if you want to take a look at it. It's also on the Champions Online, as well as there's one more. Blech. DawnCon 6.
I'm not in it. I'm not in it.
Oh, go ahead. You know you'll want
to. I made my character in time. And I even got in touch with him. I texted the guy, and he never got back. He still hasn't gotten back to me about anything.
Well, like I said, things were happening.
So,
Anyway, here we go. Okay, well, anyway, let's get down to the itinerary. Here we go.
Yes. Mad Viking is the itinerary master this year. Like I said, my back has been sore the last 2 months. I couldn't do much. And like I said to my folks, I've been helped. You know what I mean? It's just, ugh.
All right, one thing before we get to itinerary. I want to point out that we,
example.
This, okay.
Yes.
All right.
I was going to say, the other night, I tried to play the Independence Day event for like 5 minutes. Can you come out here right now? No, give me 10 minutes. I told you that. Give me 20 minutes. But we need you right now. Like, no, just give me 5 minutes. And then the riot act, what were you doing? Why couldn't you come out here? I'm like, oh, my God. I was like, this is why I can't get anything done. I want to get done.
Because they want to get a bagel
but
with
anyway,
creamy cheese.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I want to point out that
something
we
like
are
that.
The – we. This was the – We did this, Pogoman's idea was to have a Comic-Con in-game in Champions. So we were the
because
first.
Because I realized not everybody.
Yeah.
Go
not
ahead,
everyone
go ahead.
Can get to a Comic-Con.
No. It's just like, it's ridiculous because the tickets are ridiculous. There's only so many tickets that go around. And I was saying back in the day of City of Heroes, remember, City of Heroes was closed at this point. If this is City of Heroes, there might be 3, 4, 5 events going on that weekend in the flavor or the spirit of SDCC. But
so we are literally the first ones to do an online Comic-Con event.
Right.
Even though there's right now someone at a different location doing a show. Yes, I just saw the scrolls. Like, they're back! But, yes, we are the first online Comic-Con event where you do not have to travel to X amount of distance. You do not have to pretty much break the piggy bank. You do not have to spend $20 to get a small cup of popcorn. You don't even have to worry about someone who has forgotten to hit the shower. No, you don't have to do that. You just sit down, play the game.
Right.
And...
Oh, God.
I hear
you know,
a story.
I was gonna say, you said, there's nothing like going for the first event of the first day when it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. Now, and the Friday night is pretty much not a lot going on. But, you know, the first full event, it's usually Saturday and Sunday, this event I used to go to. Mm-hmm. And there it is, the first event. It starts right away, 9 a.m. or 9:30 a.m. We got an early start on this event. Guy sitting in front of me reeks already. And you know, everybody else, first event, everybody's got all their cologne, their deodorant on, you know, just to start the day off fresh, at least. Well, not this guy. Oh, when I was up, I was at all the events last night, and I was up till like 4 a.m. Okay, great. And then I went back to my hotel and slept. Jesus Christ, couldn't take 5 minutes to jump in the shower quick?
Well, you don't have to worry about that. No. In fact, if you're the one that didn't take the shower, you don't even have to worry about other people making a comment.
That's right. You could sit at home and sneak up your own house. I don't care. Unless you're really bad. Unless your computer has aromavision or and it goes through the computer, and if I got to smell it, I will slap you. I will.
Anyway,
if I could smell it, your computer, if I could smell it, I could slap you. If I could smell it, I'll slap you. I could slap you. I don't know how that works, but I will do it. Hot American Summer or Hot American Summer?
I think I did a while back ago. Yeah.
It was a scene with a kid who didn't bathe at all the entire summer. And the night before they all go home, the counselors grab him and throw him in the shower. And the rest of the camp cheers. That's what we'll do. That's what we will do to you. Well, I will have a gas mask on. I'll have an environmental protection suit, a thing of shampoo in one hand, and a thing of liquid soap in the other, and just pour it all over you. And I'll take a nasty scrub brush, a rough scrub brush, and I will scrub you to death. But anyway, okay.
Now that he's got that out of his
That's right. Now it's out of my system. Okay, carry on.
Okay, here we go.
Carry on.
It starts off Tuesday. Champions Online.
Okay.
At Carl's Gym.
Hold on. Do you hear a crackling? Do you hear a crackling?
No, not right offhand, no.
Because when I called in to start the show, I heard a crackling. Like when we were talking on Skype before, we were fine, but I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm hearing a crackling since I called in to start the show.
Okay.
It wasn't you. I'm not saying it was you.
Okay.
Making sure it's not me.
Okay.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Carl's Gym. Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Champions Online. Carl's Gym. It's on Dawn Radio. Dawnmination. Where basically... superheroes meet wrestling, and it's going to be a tag team match as Team Dawn, consisting of Mordecai and a pimp named Squishy, is going up against Team Golgotha, the Ice Cream Man, and Beatboxer.
That's right, and I really like the match at the ring announcer.
He wants a Funko Pop of the ring announcer.
That's right. I want a Funko Pop of me and my tuxedo as the ring announcer, as the Michael Buffer of Dawnmination. At what time now? You said Tuesday. What time is this?
Coconut Show. So it's that would be 8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m.
Her show starts at 8 p.m. So it could be some music ahead of it.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right. But it's good to get there early. Tickets in a van, standing room only. I have to be there, you know. I know you're going to be there as one of the actual match announcers. You and who is your co-announcer? So everybody knows?
Dirk.
That's right. Dirk.
Dirk. Yep. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
I was
trying to give some publicity for it. Yes, and yours truly will be the ring announcer to announce announce the participants, and I'll be playing the part of Mike. I'll be doing like a Michael. It's me as the ring announcer. It's just Pogo Man in a tuxedo, and I play like the Michael Buffer type part. So, continue, please.
Okay. Then leads up to Wednesday. There will be a special Stan and Lou episode at 7 p.m. Eastern. Then it will be
seven.
Then of course my Then my normal request show.
Go ahead. I'm okay. I'm good.
And then we go to the Defenders of the Galaxy costume contest, which is DawnCon related because that theme will be cosplay. I want to point out they will take homages, not clones. Clone bad, homage good. So if you're going to be Wolverine, be a blue Wolverine. You get what I'm saying.
Now, are members of Paragon Dawn and DOTG allowed to participate, or are we just judging this one? Because I know there are times that DOTG...
Defenders of the Galaxy, they are the judges. Paragon Dawn,
okay, so
the only thing that's there is me providing the music. That's it. After that, you want to participate, you can participate.
Maybe I will this time. Yeah, because the last couple weeks I haven't been able to. But... Because I say I got to get to sleep. Notice the last few times that I've had to get up early to help mom with her dialysis on Monday nights, Wednesday nights, Friday nights, when I have to go to bed early. I only get an hour of sleep anyway, so I might as well show up for these events from now on. All right, so Wednesday.
Okay.
Everything happened.
Yes.
7 p.m. 7 p.m. Eastern. Oh, you didn't say where?
In the Powerhouse Theater on Champions Online.
That's right. There's only one Powerhouse. You go... The Powerhouse.
In Millennium City.
Rent Center, yes.
Right. Anyway, then we go to Thursday. It's all on Dawn Radio. 9 hours of metal. Metal Day. With Bordicus on Champions. Thunderstruck on Final Fantasy 14. Yes, now we start crossing streams. You've been waiting for that one.
In terms of crossing thing. Go ahead.
And,
here we go. We crossed the streams on Thursday.
And then Ehrlich back on Champions.
That's right.
So we cross and recross.
You don't have to. If that's right, we're going to cross, recross, and back again. If you want to, show up in your cosplay. For all these events, if you want to, guys, it's to have fun all week. Show up in your cosplay costumes as if you were going to a convention. It's cool. It's fine. I have no problem with that.
Once again, homages, not clones. Let's all be honest. We all know how devs are on any game.
I would say wear your costume and then ask if you see a DOTG member because they're really good. They'll tell you no. Because I have an homage to Captain Marvel, the original Captain Marvel. And I've won... I got a prize at the Costume Con, so that's pretty cool. I'm going to wear that. And I have so many other...
Want to point out...
Someone
showed their... I remember someone showed their age. He was wearing that costume at one costume contest, and someone went up to him and goes, "Nice gender bend."
Yeah. I was like, what? it's Brie Larson. She's Captain Marvel. I was like, oh my God. I actually said no. The original Captain Marvel from the Silver Age of comics was a god. No. And they were shocked. They're like, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "Go Wikipedia." Like, go. Just go to Wikipedia now and get a go. Just go. Go away. You know what? As a matter of fact, you know what I have? For here.
What? Ah, he has a copy. He has a copy. There you go.
Actually, it looks cool over here because it's actually this. That's right. I will be play the part of Captain Marvel, the original, for the rest.
And it looks like someone else is getting ready for it because I see Invader Urg. Invader Urg. Hello, Invader.
From the Super Group. Hello, Invader Urk. Yeah, let's see who else is here. Badge 29 holding their torch. And down below, they're leaving now. Hum, how, heap. He just left.
Okay.
And Lupus Arctos, well, he was just passing by. But there you go. I have negative bands. I have my nega bands. Got to be careful how you say that. Yes, that's what Captain Marvel uses.
Oof. Anyway, that's Thursday. Now Friday.
All right. Yes. Metal Day. Thursday.
We have a bit of a change up because of news that popped up on Champions. Next Friday, it seems the devs are going to do an impromptu dev contest.
Okay, I didn't know about this. It's a good thing you said that.
It popped up
because
today.
I missed the last impromptu one they did. I missed the last impromptu one they did. I need another token to get a costume piece.
Oh, and me,
so
believe me,
that one.
All right, so, and then once that is over, we kind of timed it. All right, this works. We go to the minefield in Vibora Bay on Champions Online for Bunny Knight and Alto's costume contest.
Hold on. I have a question. For the devs, what is the theme?
Ah, this is a good question. I shall now move over. And
what time is that? And what time?
I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
And now, later on, we will have Morgan Freeman and yes, you're almost twice. Okay.
Panda from Club Pandemonium has joined us.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Panda.
Panda! Panda, go! Bye-bye.
Panda, away! Okay, so the devs are going to have an impromptu contest. Which I wasn't aware of.
Yeah, like I said, it popped up today, and we're going like,
okay,
wow, right on the week. Let's make it hard for us, huh?
Yeah.
But this is the one I will be hanging around Champions on this one. Here we go. Starting.
The Silver Age. Go ahead.
Yep, the Silver Age.
Go ahead,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Judging will start at 3:30. This will be at 7:30 Eastern time.
Are you kidding me?
And we estimate it to end around 9, like the last time.
Which will be right before
Alto's Bunny Night.
And our show. Because aren't we doing a show that night?
Yeah, I was getting to that.
Alto's.
Because that's what's happening on Champions. Like I said, Alto's Bunny Knight, and he will have a costume contest. But over here on City of Heroes Everlasting, we will be doing a podcast announcing the latest, the 2020 inductees of the Hall of Fame. We first will check with the Apocalypse Bingo and see if anything happened.
Right.
All right.
Who's radio.
Yeah, so in other words, we'll be like, okay, who said Nemesis? Who said Nemesis Invasion on there? Anyway.
Oh, we have Nemesis Invasion? Right.
No.
10 inductees in the Hall of Fame. I'm also going to be doing, we're going to try to fit in, we're going to do a two-hour show. That's going to be a two-hour show.
Yep.
Because we've got to do the Hall of Fame induction. I like to take 2 weeks. The Friday of and then the Friday after to do whatever updates SD, the San Diego Comic-Con, well, this year the San Diego Comic-Con at home, whatever news comes out of that. Now, they're doing panels. I want to say this year what they're doing. All their panels are going to be available on YouTube. And if you go to their homepage, you go day by day, they will list every panel they're going to have with a YouTube link.
And
what
time
it starts, you can watch that. We still did it first, but you can watch these things whenever. They're going to have panels Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Hopefully, I'm going to be copying links like crazy Wednesday and Thursday and Friday for next week's show. For whatever news breaks, everybody knows that. I always cover every bit of news I can from San Diego Comic-Con for you guys. So whatever news breaks, I'm going to go in order. I'm going to go in day order, Wednesday, then Thursdays. And then whatever I can fit in on Friday, whatever I don't fit in from next Friday, we'll start off with that week after show, which will cover the rest of Friday, then Saturday and Sunday's news. Mm-hmm. And usually Saturday and Sunday, they have a lot of news. I know sometimes we've had to do like a third show.
Because something happens. Because something always happens. It's
something
like the anniversary.
Where we can't log in. Yeah. Something always happens where we can't log in. We have some technical error for the first half hour of the show or something. But like I said, if I have to for next week and the week after show, I might just do a 2-hour show just to fit everything in. Because the 1 year, it was a month after Comic-Con, and I was still doing updates. I'm going, this is crazy. Also, I want to say to everybody, with the San Diego Comic-Con news, they said the merchant floor is going to be open to the public. You know how sometimes they have their special, you know, you have to go to the convention to get some kind of special exclusive. Well, find out what they are ahead of time. Log in early Wednesday as you can to those places. And because, like I said, they said they're going to be open to the public first come, first serve on the exclusives this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, and I got to get with Nightshade to confirm this, but we do plan to have a costume contest here on City of Heroes Everlasting. I have the money. Jingle, jingle, jingle.
And what day is that? That's on Friday also or
Saturday?
That's
also Friday. That is Friday as well. So,
okay.
Alto takes care of champions. I will be here with City of Heroes because I got the money. Jingle, jingle. just got to watch out for Invader
and
Hurricane Casey.
Now, what is the theme for the CC on COH?
I think it was also going to be in the cosplay character because, well, it is a Comic-Con, and it doesn't happen to be just superheroes. You can go anime, you can go cartoon, you can go sci-fi. If you do the Hulk,
okay,
you will only be scored if you pick up the guy playing Loki and slam him several times. That's the only time we're going to grade you.
And then let go of him at the end and go, and then you have to let go of him at the end and go, puny god. You have to say the famous line. Question, what time does the CC on COH take place next Friday?
It will be right
after.
The
show also?
It will be during the show. Yeah, we plan it. Remember, we plan on doing this show. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I forgot about the CC. CC. Okay, so Paragon Radio next week. 10 inductees into the Hall of Fame, the Paragon Dawn Hall of Fame, updates on San Diego Comic-Con, and costume contest, category cosplay. All of this between 9 and 11 p.m.
So we figure like 10 o'clock, we do the costume contest. We should be done by then, you know, by the time it's over.
Right.
Okay. Saturday, the main event.
Wait. Hold on. We didn't do Silver Age Costume Con. Are we going to read that one?
Okay. For champions.
It's going to be.
Okay.
They want to see. They right. They basically want to see classic superhero look. They said we loved all the angels, demons, and sentient trees and flowers you brought us, but this time we're celebrating what brought us to the dance. Put together your best classic look, however you interpret that, and show up at the Powerhouse Theater in Millennium City on July 24th. Judging will begin at 3:30 Pacific time, and the contest will begin broadcasting
Eastern
on their Twitch channel. Right. And the Twitch channel and the Champions Online Facebook page at 4 Pacific time.
That's 8 Eastern.
Okay.
There we go.
Now, top three winners. Top three will win the following: gold foil voucher for costumes, purple foil voucher for costume box, a contest special item voucher, 2 dev tokens, a unique title classic, and 10 honorable mentions will receive a purple foil voucher for costumes, a purple foil voucher costume box, and 2 dev tokens.
And then, of course, there's the thing that I'm waiting for: beat the monster. Because I'm 1 point away from the Thraxial sword. I want the
sword. How many do you need for that one?
5. I
yeah,
have
I
4.
I think I have 2 or 3 because I missed the last costume contest. The last.
Yep.
Well, I'll just have to make costume get honorable mention or top 3. I don't know.
There you go. Unless
and
you
I
have
dare
that
somebody.
One judge. Yeah, that one judge goes, you again.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you. Although the last time he did that, I won. So he said, oh, you again. But I won, so.
Saturday, the main event.
Yeah. Here
Don Kong 6 in Saturday. Champions Headquarters. In Champions Online. And I don't have the list with me because, but it's on the video of what's going on. But there will be a costume contest, as well as where in the world is Carmen Pandiego?
Ah, I guess Panda's hiding this year.
Yep.
Also, do you have a trivia contest this year?
Strangely enough, no, because we were, remember, when we brought it back, we were just planning a small one. This is what happens when you just plan a small one. It grew big.
No, it grew so big, we didn't have time to plan a concert, the trivia contest this year. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what time does this start? Just so
5 p.m. Eastern going to 11. And we'll all be in Champions Headquarters.
That's right.
Anyway.
I'll be in CEO in the CHQ.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what shard you start out in, because once you get into the headquarters, it goes to one shard anyway. So.
Right. And then Sunday, the final day, it's Pogo Day, because he's running two events. The first one. He's most excited about. It's the return of the races in Canada on Champions Online. If
That's
you
right.
have a vehicle
but
and you have an
Yes.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. It's yours. I
no,
won't
no,
step
ahead,
on your
ahead,
toes.
No, no, go ahead. No, go ahead. Read it. Go ahead. Just don't forget the twist.
Go ahead. No, I want you to have the twist. Go ahead. What a twist.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, on the back of Canada, where that long road is, the long paved road, that's where we're going to drag race. Anybody with a vehicle can show up and race. We're going to have heats until we get down to a final four. And then those winners will get prizes. But in order to drive your vehicle and be legal in the race, you must either have a furry costume, be a furry, something along those lines, be a teddy bear, an animal, something like that. Can't be human or humanoid. You got to be a furry. Because this year, in the spirit of last year's event, this year it's called Too Fast, Too Furious.
So, yes, catgirls are welcome, as well as every other creature that can be made.
That's right. If you're a teddy bear, a catgirl, a catboy, got to give them love. Pandas, for example. Any type of creature. You could show up. Oh, and Tin Toy Soldiers joined us.
Hello, Tin Toy Soldier.
So there you go. And that'll be in the Canadian wilderness of...
in fact, he's also in the chat. How you doing?
Champions Online. Okay. And I don't know what the start time is for that event, though.
Well, it's your event.
Well, I don't know what time we're starting. Usually somebody tells me what time we're starting.
Okay, well, definitely has
what
to be
before
8. What
time do we want to start?
That definitely has to be before 8 p.m. when Short Bus has his show. So how about 12 or 1 o'clock?
Okay, 1 p.m. is 1 p.m. show up. We'll be at 1 p.m. and by 2 p.m. we will start. But get this. One, get there by one. Yeah, this way we could start. Because last year we had about 3 or 4 races to narrow down the heats. So, and that was fun. Of course, volunteers are welcome to help monitor the road, make sure nobody takes a shortcut. You know, basically you follow the road.
We do have a new, we do now have a starting flag holder. Allen wants to be the starting flag caller.
Okay, that's fine. That's cool.
Yeah, so everyone will have to say hi to Allen before you start the race.
Right, this way he knows who's legitimate, who's legal, and we can keep track of everybody. Allen will be your check-in point. And then we'll have people, volunteers, along the road. So I know one point there's an overpass you have to go under. Then all the way at the end there's a big snowbank, and at that snowbank you turn around. Don't hit the snowbank. Once you get to the end of the road, right there, off the road, between the road and the snowbank, you make your turn, you pivot, and you come back to us. You come back.
Yeah. Though I was waiting for them one of these days to hit the crash emote and you have your tune fly. I'm waiting for
that.
That
would be awesome. Because last year, that's right. And remember, you can soup up your vehicles any way you want to, any way you can.
But I would aim for speed and control.
Right. Yes. Speed and control are the keys for this one, because that road gets slippery. There are curves, and especially when you make that turn at the end to come back at the halfway point. You want to be fast enough to make that. I think that's the key right there. If you can make a fast turn, like a fast 180, and come back,
Then you're good. Yeah, you do that
that wide turn kind of hurts, unless you could drift, but that's next year's event. So.
Okay, and
don't
then,
do a drift was the third.
Then after the races, Pogo's also been waiting for this here. A while back ago last year, we had an interview with one of the makers of Champions Now, the new pen and paper game. And he mentioned that the next that we should do Champions playing Champions on Champions. He said that would be so meta. So guess what we're doing
races? We are? We're still doing that?
We're going to do it. Champions playing Champions on Champions. Pogo Man will be the game master, which means he'll be going, roll, you die. It's like, wait a minute, this is not the temple of elemental evil. You go in the building, you die.
Roll. You die. So if anybody wants to get involved, this is how it works. In Champions Online, we have our Champions characters. We're going to show up probably in my penthouse, Pokemon's penthouse, in character, in costume. From there, we're going to stream it somehow. We're going to Skype chat, and we're going to play Champions. This is the deal. You're going to play as your Champions Online character playing Champions Now.
And this weekend, Pogo Man will be asking who wants to play and hopefully be helping making the tunes.
Right, because I can help. I'm still having, trying to make my own characters. It's rough. Because I was going to make Pogo Man, because Pogo Man started out as a Champions RPG character. By the time we were done, he was built on over 500, between 500 and 650 points. Just to give you an idea, okay? From years, remember, I started playing this game. We played these characters for like 10 years, okay? To give you an idea. So actually, he was like 700-point character. To give you an idea, that's how long we were playing, okay? So now, it's like, no, I was going to make him again as a 200-point character. It's like, I could do this. I can't get that. But there's going to be a twist. I'm gonna make an alternate universe version of him where some of the storyline I've incorporated into Champions Online with him recently, that's going to be the beginning of his character.
All right.
I'm going to write that up this week, and you get the idea.
If you're listening to this on Monday, would you accept late entries for Monday?
Oh, yeah.
On Dawn Radio.
We might just wind up. Yes, we might just wind up doing this on Sunday. We might just wind up having a meeting to set up the campaign. We might not even have an actual game on Sunday. It just might be, let's sit down. Anybody needs help with their characters? Let's discuss the type of campaign we want to have. You know, stuff like that.
In short, if Vin Diesel can do Dungeons and Dragons on YouTube, we can do it as well.
Yeah. And I talked to Ehrlich. He sent me a database. If I fill out the spreadsheet this week, hopefully I get I'm going to fill it out this weekend. Hopefully I'll get my new laptop in a couple of weeks. And then we can set up a streaming thing and we can stream the episodes.
All right. And I got an update. Actually, we're going back before Tuesday. We're talking Monday. If everything goes we have a new guest to talk about. Ambassador Kale, one of the devs, Champions Online, is wanting to talk.
Okay, Ambassador Kale was going to talk to them on Monday.
Yeah, on Dawn Radio.
Who's going to interview him?
Oh, it looks like me.
I'll be there if you want. I'll help you. I'll do that.
Okay.
He's the one who doesn't like my costumes.
I don't know. You're going to be –
Okay, now that we've done all the formalities, I got a bone to pick with you.
Now there is going to be two people in the sewers in Champions with the perk. They tried.
Right.
Two skeletons.
Hey, you know what? You know what, though? We'd be part of the game. We'd be part of the war. All right. And what time is that going to happen? All right.
7 p.m. Eastern.
On Monday?
Looks like 7 p.m. Eastern is the time period. Before the Greatest Generation podcast and the re. Yeah, you'll be the one imitating Horsack. Hold me back. Let me at him. Let me at him. I'm terrible. But I am thinking.
I'm loitering. Let me at him. No, I will be professional. No, because you know what though? I think we should bring up the costume contest. Say what? You know. Because there have been many complaints about the costume in the past. Can you give us a guideline? Can you give the players something?
Rules. They're more like guidelines.
Yeah, they're more like guidelines. Okay, so this is DawnCon 6 week. Well, you know what's funny? When the New York Comic Con happens, I know that in the city they're trying to do this. Well, they used to. Not where. Where the five boroughs had events going on all week, and as long as you had your badge number, you didn't have to have your badge, but I think you had to have your badge because they mail them to you. You bring your badge, and you could show, like, each borough had an event Monday during that week or the week before, leading up to New York. So this is kind of like what we're doing. Each day there's an event until the big events Friday night used to be the official kickoff on our show, but it looks like we're just in the middle of it this year.
Yep. And you know what? It's time for a plug.
Actually, why is there a leak?
No, because there's going to be a whole lot of stuff that's happening on your computer, right? I mean, we're online Comic-Con, right? So,
of course.
We got to help them, and what better way is to put this little plug in to one of our faithful.
That's right. That's right. Matter of fact, he's working on my laptop right now. Mm-hmm. Hang on in 3, 2, 1.
If you're listening here, you are a gamer in some form. Gamers have different needs for the computers and internet capabilities, just like businesses, charities, and organizations. And just like any high-level use computers, you need a specific system for your need. You need Metamorphosis IT. Metamorphosis IT is not just tech support, not just service, but solutions. Integrating your computer, servers, cell phone, smart TVs, and all your needs to simplify and coordinate the process. Go to mi-solutions.tech to schedule a consultant evaluation of your system and how it can be improved. Again, metamorphosisit at mi-solutions.tech, transforming your experience of technology.
Now, you told me that I had to work on my transition for the plug. That you had to admit, that was a good transition.
Yes, it was. Yes, that was that. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, give me time to get to the hit the button.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nope, not. All right, wait, not. Pogo, play the commercial. Nope, wait a minute. Metamorphosis IT. There you go. He works on all our computers, all our laptops. Mm-hmm. Just don't ask him to do a homemade PC tower, because I talked to him about that out of curiosity. It's not him. It's not him. It's the delivery service.
Oof.
COVID
is.
Laptops he can work on. Yeah, no. He's built PC towers before, sent them off to people, or people have sent them to him to work on, smashed just the way they deliver them. Then he packs them carefully. Again, he fixes them up, tries to pack them neatly. It gets smashed even more by the time it gets back to the person. So he's like,
It's marked fragile,
yeah.
Right? That's why.
Oh, yeah. Marked fragile. Yeah. Oh, it's fragile, huh? Let's see how fragile it is. Okay. So the laptops you could do, because laptops, they come in their own box when you send it to them, which I did. I sent it to him in its own box. He says, mine is safe and secure. He's almost done with mine. He just needs some information from me, which I'll take care of this weekend. Because, as you know, sometime in August, I'm going to start promoting the Extra Life, myextralife.org marathon. Just got to figure out when I'm doing that. This year, we tried streaming last year. I found out that my current laptop, my PC, are not strong enough. This time, I better have a good laptop that I could stream for what I paid for it. But you know what? It's 10:07. I think we took care of that update. Let's do.
And of course, there will be interviews. I almost forgot. There's going to be interviews with the likes of Von Phillips of COX Comics. We got also a representative of Battle Rock Comics coming in. George Mosley, better known as Swackhammer, artist, letterer, independent actor,
extraordinaire.
We love the video clips we've seen. We want more. We want an autograph.
Yeah.
One that I did announce had to drop out due to real life issue, and that was Spellbinder, Evan Brooks. He's going through a real tough time.
I haven't seen him.
He's going through a real tough time. So, you know, if you have Evan as a friend on Facebook, send him wishes, well wishes, good time, good feels, good vibes, whatever you want to, help him out.
Right.
Let's see. We also have one of our DJs, Tastes Like Chicken. He's now starting a new business venture, and we'll be talking about that.
Cool.
Talking about Metamorphosis IT. He's also our tech support for DawnCon 6.
Yep.
So, yeah, plug. Pogo Man, of course. I was getting there.
Okay.
The inventor of DawnCon. That's right. This is all
and
his baby.
To talk like a Pirate Day. That's right. And to talk like a Pirate Day celebration in September.
Yep.
And I guess this year you could ask me about Champions Now.
Mm-hmm.
Venturing into that. We're venturing off into that, which I'm excited for. I am very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
I just
want to point out
the preparations I've been making.
Now, Pogo, I want you to sit down for a second. Talk like a Pirate Day, September
19th. I've been
19th.
Sitting.
It's a Saturday.
Okay.
Who's on Saturday on Dawn Radio? We have a Muzz. We have Tastes Like Chicken. We have a Muzz. And the Duck Army. We have Amber Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Coconut and Jester.
Oh my, that's a great lineup to end the day.
In Saturday is the best way to answer that one.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, we'll also have on International Talk Like Pirate Day, September 19th, we're also going to do our famous pirate costume contest, which
hopefully
runs much
not hosted.
More smoothly than the first time. More smoothly than the first time we tried this, because by the time information got to me, Shortbus was going to be in charge of this. Something happened, couldn't make it. Left explicit details to somebody. By the time that person, I don't know what happened, by the time they relayed the information to us, this is like, what's that game, telephone? It was nothing. Like what he brought. I'm like, why didn't this person just read that to us? Don't know. And I was like, and I kept going, something's not right. Like, really? This is, we're judging and giving prizes out like this? Are you sure this is right?
I was told to sit out and relax. So I was sitting out and relaxing, and then FUBAR happened.
Oh, God. And I'm sitting there going, dade, dade, dade. Somebody put the orb of confusion on the costume contest. And everybody started going, okay, so here are the rules. Click, dade, 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 dade. Oh, pretty butterfly. Dade. Yeah, it just. But since then, we've gotten better since then. That was the first time. Last year's costume contest went much smoother.
Yes. All right, it looks like Alto wants to join Champions versus Champions of Champions. So we have another one to join in.
You mean Champions now?
Yeah. So we know we got another
champions
player.
Versus
champions
all
of
right,
Champions
so we got
of Champions.
Three
of... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
we're getting
okay.
there. We're
okay.
getting there.
Say, don't forget, Talk Like a Pirate Day, when the party starts, Captain Blondebeard will make his yearly appearance. Who knows?
And August 31st.
August
31st. I got to mention this. August 31st, the fourth anniversary of Dawn Radio being public. That's my day.
Ooh.
So
yes.
I'm going to say,
so
if you're a DJ or a participant of some form, we're going to have a...
Yes.
Chaos, multi-DJ. I think it's going to be chaos.
Okay, so that's August.
Any
that's
DJ
August
that wants to join, August 31st. Yep.
That's a Monday, Monday night. Ooh.
Yep.
My rebroadcast. The
Yeah, well, that might be preempted. That might be preempted for this.
Yeah, that can be preempted for that. What was I going to say? What events are we going to do that? They just any DJ can be on?
Yeah, we're going to have a multi-talk and, play some music, talk about how we have grown. I mean, like I said, we have Thunderstruck on Final Fantasy XIV. We occasionally have people on Star Trek. We have occasionally people on Neverwinter. We have Second Life.
On here occasionally, on Champions Online.
On here. Yep. So we have grown where
AFK.
Others decide to stay put in one place. We've grown to other locations.
That's right. Or in no place. We have.
Some say they're game agnostic. Some say they were
game
agnostic. We just have fun.
Game friendly. Okay, but seriously, it's a quarter after. I have four updates to read.
Okay, well, it's easy because Ship of Heroes has nothing. Valiance has nothing. It's
okay.
Yours.
Okay, thank you. Heroes and Villains has three. City of Titans has one.
The drinking
so,
game
really
is
quickly,
on. The Golden Girl drinking game is on. Get your drink ready.
Okay. Okay, update number 397. This was posted on Friday, July 3rd at 9:30 p.m. This week, we've been doing some more work on finding solutions for the problem of traditional game standardization, making all the powers and abilities available to the players in effect purely cosmetic because of the need for all the content to be playable by all character types. We've mentioned how this is a problem in traditional fantasy games where it's common for spellcasters to be talked up within the game's story a being incredibly powerful, but in the actual gameplay, their powers and abilities fall within the same performance bracket as all the other classes in order for the content to be universal. But this idea of universal content that's fundamental to traditional RPG design means that a player character's powers and abilities never really play a role in the story, even though they're at the heart of each player's character concept, especially in a comic book game where everything from costume to name is almost always based on the character's powers and abilities. Okay. Next up, update number 398. This was posted on Friday, July 10th, 8:15 p.m. All right, this week, we've been continuing with work on how to resolve the problem of traditional RPGs requiring character standardization in order to make all content play out in the same way regardless of the player's character concept, making their choice of powers and abilities a matter of mechanical preference rather than anything that has an actual effect on the story. This is a huge issue for creating a comic book game because it goes against one of the fundamental aspects, the comic book genre, where the powers and abilities of a character are a key part of the story and have an effect on how it plays out. For example, in a comic book, a character with ice-based powers will be involved in stories that are different from those involving a character with fire-based powers, because the stories will be written specifically for each character. But in a game, each story is written for every character concept to play, ignoring the powers and abilities that the players have chosen to define their characters. And finally, posted tonight, Friday update number 399. That means next week's update will be the big 400. All right, this week, we've been doing more work on fixing the problem of character standardization in traditional games and how it heavily restricts the storytelling scope of a game through the need to have all characters be fundamentally similar in order to play the content, which is designed to be universal and play out the same way, without acknowledging the player's choices of powers and abilities for their characters. So, in spite of the huge diversity of powers and abilities in the comic book genre, they never factor into the way that the stories unfold, a situation which is made even worse by the traditional RPG design template that's always built around combat as the core gameplay feature, making it the only real place where player characters can use their chosen powers. This creates the massive flaw in RPGs. Take a drink, everybody. Both multiplayer and single player, where they are more like mechanical templates with a coat of paint from whatever chosen genre they're supposed to be from, rather than being games whose mechanics have evolved from the chosen genre. Have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. Are you there?
2 out of 3, she made. Yeah, I'm still here.
One letter off. This creed. So close.
Which means 400. We're going to have blooper hell.
Hopefully. Oh, we can only hope. Okay. So this one now is from City of Titans. This a lot of pictures in this one. July 2020 patch and game function update. Oy vey. All right, this week, we have some exciting progress that we're finally able to share with you. We are announcing a patch to the Avatar Builder that will be released next week. The patch will feature new costuming pieces and will make some important coding changes that will improve functionality throughout all of City of Titans. You might have seen some of our new costume pieces coming together on live stream. We have some pictures for you below, but if you want to go back and watch the work as it happened, visit Armstrong's channel. Yeah, I'm just going to post the link because it's a lot of letters, a lot of gibberish. it's long. It's like UCL _ lowercase b, capital O, capital K, capital I, capital L, a bunch of other ones, a number. And it's just, you're not going to remember it. Just go to the post. I'm going to post these later tonight. Then there's pictures of what they've worked on. Very cool. Okay. Those are just a few of the new costume pieces. During live play, some will be found on NPCs. Some will be unlockable items, and others will be part of the basic set that will be available to all players. The list below should give you an idea of the new pieces coming with this patch. There are many more that our team is working on, and those will be added as soon as they are ready. Here we go. Here's a list. Accessories. Medical masks. Surgical mask. Female, male. Oh, just in time. A road rage mask. Road rage male. Barbarian belt 1 and 2. One is just regular barbarian belt. The second one has barbarian belt skulls. Female belt 1. Wonder. Female. Silly sandals for females and males. Capes. 18 of them. I'm going to read them in order. One is Angels, two is Vertex, three is Ancients, four is Scared, five is Mage, six is Warlock, seven is Etched, 8 feet, nine Old Ones, 10 is a Knight, 11 Flight, 12 Stripes, 13 Arachnid Long, 14 Patriot One, 15 Stars and Stripes. Cape 16 is Engage. Cape 17 are Fairy Wing Short. Cape 18 is Arachnid Short. Then they have faction-related pieces. Apox for male and female. Chaotic. A lot of pieces here. Shirt, T-shirt fit for male and female. Pants, ripped jeans, female and male. Shoes, skate shoes, female and male. Psychotics. Shirt, fitted long sleeve, male and female. Fitted pocket, just for females. Pants, studded jeans for the males. Rowdy. Pants, fitted tech for female. Pants, tight jeans for male. Tongue lasher. Really? Shirt, a rocker vest for female. Pants, rocker pants for female. Boots, rocker boots female. Gloves, rocker gloves female. So they're tongue lasher and they're all for female. That's all I'm going to say. That's what you were laughing about, weren't you? That. And away we go. All righty. Brooks.
Okay. One game
what?
We got stretching tentacles, and now the other one we got a tongue lasher.
And it's female. Holy mackerel. I thought tongue lasher had a stretching tentacle.
Oh, this was the week you should not have stayed off the game.
man. I thought Tongue Lasher had the stretching tentacles. Never mind. let's see if I get the books and specific brawler. Shirt, fitted muscle, shorts, boxing shorts, gloves, fingerless wraps, boots, boxing boots. So basically the brawler could look like an MMA fighter. Chopper, shirt, ripped sleeveless, pants, roughnecks, boots, motorcycle boots, slicer, bone corset, pants, laced leather, gloves, tough leather, boots, motorcycle boots, knee highs, slugger, boots, you get metal boots, a corset, metal corset, pants are tight jeans, skirt, a leather skirt, short, and vest, leather vest, paragons, memory full outfit minus cape. Spandex patterns, arcane for both male and female, blaster, male and female, dem bones, male and female, thorns, male and female, chevron for the female, lightnings 2 for the female, and letter M for the female, paragon for the female, the rest are all female, triads, webbing, and catsuit. Then we have spandex armors, fantasy armor 2, forest for the female, stealth armor 1 is stealth armor from female or male, Tech armor one for female. Whew. Not only have we added new costume items, but a lot of work has been done under the hood that not only improves this part of the game, but will benefit all of City of Titans. You may recall us mentioning a development tool called Substance. This is what we've been using to create our materials library. But to integrate it with the Unreal Engine, it had to pass through a third program, and that increased file sizes and memory demands. Thanks to the hard work of developer Jamie Geeks Gone Bad Cunningham, the material files now work directly with Unreal, meaning that the files will load quicker and take up less space. This means that not only character files, but all of City Titans will run more efficiently. since the game engine draws on the same material files for creating the world in live play. Another improvement being worked on by developer Richard Avil, world creator Robertson, has been a change to the coding that better responds to the player's computer system so that the avatar builder isn't always trying to run at maximum capacity. This will improve overall game performance for players with less powerful systems. Integration between the avatar builder and other game elements has also been improved, since the internal, external map generators and the combat system will all be using the avatar builder to generate NPCs. The new Titans will now need to use less resources to populate the city. This will also streamline our next stage of development as we start integrating all these elements together. We'll talk more about that in future updates. Avil has also been working on improvements to the slider controls, more menu options for controlling audio-video settings, and improved load-safe features that will be used across game elements. These will be released to players once they are ready to go. Overall, what these changes mean for players is that with this patch, City of Titans will begin to run smoother, take up less memory and RAM, will be more expandable, and able to adapt better to the hardware it's being run on. When this patch is released next week, you'll be able to use your existing loader to receive the new files. We'll make announcements to let you know when the new patch is live. If you do not already have a copy of the loader, please visit https://store.missingworldsmedia.com and create an account. Your donation of $50 or more will include a copy of the Avatar Builder that you can begin using immediately, a full copy of the game via digital download, 3 months of VIP status once the game is live, advanced account activation during release weekend, and rewards included in the lower donation tiers. You may have noticed some neighborhoods shown in the banner for this update and a couple of preview photos we included of new sections of Titan City. A lot of work has been going into building the old Bradford and downtown neighborhoods, but the neighborhoods are not quite ready to go as part of a patch yet. We'll be showing you more of those neighborhoods and talking about the work done on them in a future update. Thank you for being a vital part of the project. We'll see you in the city. And it doesn't say who wrote this article.
Okay. Well, we got 3 minutes left. We have one more thing to take care of, and that is the passing of a favorite person on one of our favorite shows.
Yeah, that's right. Just give me a moment. I'll cue that up. Sorry about that. Actually, he's a good guy all around.
We're talking about Grant Imahara of Mythbusters.
That's right. Host of Mythbusters and Fight. Okay, we have 90 seconds, but we just a little bit. Okay, there we go. Grant Imahara, host of Mythbusters and White Rabbit Project, dies at age 49. He was an electrical engineer and roboticist who hosted the popular science shows. So he said, Mythbusters and Netflix's White Rabbit Project, he died. He was 49. He died suddenly following a brain aneurysm. This happened Monday night, I believe. I remember talking about it earlier in the week. So Monday night this had happened. Imahara died suddenly following brain aneurysm. We are heartbroken to hear the sad news about Grant. He was an important part of our Discovery family and a really wonderful man. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. He was on a bunch of things. He worked on Jeff Peterson for the Craig Ferguson show. He was in that Star Trek Continues YouTube series. They did like 11 episodes where they brought back the original series with new actors, and he played Sulu on that show.
Yep.
As you know, he was on Mythbusters till 2014 when he left with the co-host Carrie Bryan and Tori Belici. They were reunited in 2016 for Netflix's White Rabbit Project, which lasted for one season. So he's worked for ILM. Okay, that was weird.
Yeah. I think that's the cue that we're about to end. If not, we already ended.
Yeah, I think we did. We were in the after party. All right, so sadly, he passed. And it's just, he was a good guy. He's our age. And he just went like that. And a lot of people I know on Twitter who knew him. Good guy, solid friend. So if you want to see him, check out Mythbusters. He's been in so many things. I mean, just to say he just did those few things is really, really under-mentioning his contributions. He worked for ILM. He was top roboticist.
And he was in that fighting. He was on that robot fighting game. In fact, he was a grand champion.
Yeah.
BattleBots.
Well, he wasn't grand champion. He went to the grand championship. He finished second, they said. Brand Imahara, born October 23rd, 1970, died July 13th, 2020. Trying to see here. Right, Star Trek continues. 11 episodes as Sulu. He was in an episode of Star Trek Renegades, which I never heard of. He was also in Sharknado 3, The Realms of the Labyrinth, The Finer Things, Goblin Kitchen, Labyrinth Masquerade. Was the episode he was in Avengers Assemble. He did the voice of Kang in two episodes. He was also in one episode of Caper. He was on that cosplay show, one episode. Shelf Life he was on. He was on Team Unicorn. Shielded was a short he was in. Star Trek Continues, the vignettes. He was in two episodes. He was the EMO robot scientist on an episode of Eureka I wasn't aware of. He was on three episodes of The Guild. And then he was R2's technician on R2-D2 Beneath the Dome, a TV short in 2001. And, of course, White Rabbit Project. He was a producer of one episode. Hold on. There were 10 episodes of that show. I just want to check something here. No, okay. He was a host for 10 episodes, produced one of them. Okay. So I'm just trying to see what the show is about. Never heard of it. Scientists investigate unusual events from pop culture, science, and history. All right, so kind of like Mythbusters. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get the episode guide so I could see. Yeah, it was on in 2016 from... I forgot Netflix. All the episodes came out the same day on December 9th. Okay. All right, so there you go, Grant. You will be missed. Your contributions are far and wide, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And our thoughts and condolences and prayers go out to his family and friends. A sad week, a sad time. And somebody else passed away last... I'm trying to remember who else. Somebody else passed away last weekend.
I don't know.
I can't remember who.
I guess it's time for wrap up then.
We're in the after party. So big week coming. If you're listening Monday night, big week coming up this week. As you know, the events have already started for the week of DawnCon. Hey, how'd you like that interview with Ambassador Kale?
Yeah, we'll find out.
No, well, I'm saying if you're listening Monday, it already happened. So.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how'd you like that thing that happened earlier today? That's for the Monday crowd.
Okay.
People can be listening this week and go, huh? What the hell are you talking about? So, see how time flies in 90 minutes when we talk about DawnCon? It's going to definitely be a two-hour show next week.
Okay, well, I got a crash because I've been up since 5 a.m.
Yeah,
and I got the last-minute planning.
Yeah, and I have to get up at 4. I have to get up at 4 a.m., and I want to, while on my laptop here, I want to print out some stuff for Champions Now. So there you go.
Okay, so I will sign off
all right,
City of Heroes.
Yep, so I. and want to say thank you, sir, for co-hosting once again. I'm going to stay in this costume for next week. I'm going to stay in my Captain Marvel costume for next week's show. How about that?
There you go.
How about that, Apple? Might as well. This way, when I log in, I don't have to worry about it. Okay, we're done with that. Thank you, sir, for co-hosting once again. Another great show in the books. Wait. Once again, everybody, read those comic books. Watch those superhero movies and TV shows. If you get a chance, as long as it doesn't interfere with DawnCon, check out the San Diego Comic-Con at home YouTube panels. I think every panel is on YouTube. Every panel will have a YouTube link to watch. And I have a 65-inch screen TV in my bedroom now, 4K capability to watch it on. I'm going to feel like I'm right there. Rumors I've heard, Patrick Stewart is going to be headlining the Star Trek panel this year. They're going to have one. And that should be a lot of fun. I think, you know, I'm going to have to wind up getting CBS All Access because I want to check out Star Trek Discovery and Picard. Even though I'm hearing Picard is better than Discovery, from what I'm hearing from people. Just because it's Patrick Stewart, so. and they have guest stars galore from the old series. Anyway, okay, we're babbling. You got to go to bed. You had a little long day. I have a short night ahead of me and things to do for Champions Now, as we said. Everybody will be back next week at our usual, hopefully, around the usual time slot, 9 p.m. Eastern Friday night for DawnCon 6 events, a Hall of Fame inductions, San Diego Comic-Con updates, this year one-stop shopping for all types of events and information. So until then, anything you'd like to say in closing, sir?
Okay, I'll do my Joker voice for this one. Say goodnight, Gracie.
good night, Mr. J. Good night, Mr. J. Harley, your voice sounds different. What the hell happened to you? All right, everybody. See you next week. Have a good weekend. Goodbye. We're out.